Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Here to Tuesday podcast, Rastafari Testified Tuesday. Here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 107. And we have this Torah reading and feeding, weekly Torah portion, Tetzaveh, for Shabbat. Thou shalt command Shabbat Tetzaveh. So we're going to take a look, a retrospective at the 19th in this present time, a retrospective, and then a looking forward here for...
I'm going to testify.
Evening song.
מזמור פרבט, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול, ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עני ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי ארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
מזמור פבט, מזמור לאסף.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the God.
Bekerem Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Psalm 82, the evening psalm here for the third day of the week, the third day of the Shabbat, right here. About to get into the retrospective from the 19th as we move forward here for the third day Aliyah. But first, the retrospective.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Retrospective right here, here for continuity purpose. Yes, I, Rastafari. Heart makes willing the princes. Psalm 68:31. Torah portion, reading and feeding. Manna.
Looking over just kind of the first reason it right here as we look at the 19th, this 19th weekly sabbatical known as Terumah. Looking over just kind of the first reason it right here as we look at the 19th, this 19th weekly sabbatical known as Terumah from the Masorah and translated as offering and sometimes interpreted as contribution or donations. Offering. Terumah. Now, the first words right here is the 12th word in the opening of this parasha here at Exodus chapter 25. And now, looking at the Chumash right here, we have two verses. We got verse 1 and 2. The first part, first verse, it says, "And the Lord and Jah spoke to Moses, saying," so in the Hebrew we have, "Why yidaber Yehovah al Moshe leimor." And Yehovah and Jah, Yahweh, spoke to Moshe, saying, and then we come to verse 2 right here, "Daber al Bnei Israel," speak, daber, to the children, al Bnei of Israel, that they take for me, that they take for I, an offering, where Yikahuli, Terumah. It says, of every man, of every man whose heart maketh him willing, mayat kol ish asher yidavenu, or some would say yidavenu. Now this is a key word right here, davenu, in Judaism and in modern Judaism. The word davenu refers to prayer and praying. They say the Khazarians in the modern Ashkenazi pronunciation, you'll say davenu, ve. Right, well, actually, it's yidabenu. So yidabenu. Just make a note of that right there. And the basic interpretation in the verse would be connected with willing. Right? Yidabenu libo, lib. We say Pomerania, we say lib is heart. Someone say lib. Some pronounce as lib, libo. Libo in the Hebrew, his heart. We have libu amarinya in the Amharic, his heart. So we have libo, heart, and libo and libu. So libu amarinya, libo, Hebraist or Hebrew. Oh, just to make that note there. But just a note on that. Let's go over this last verse, because these are just phrases. Or say phrases. We have short phrases that make up the sentence, couplets, right? So looking at this kind of couplet, this phrase where it says, of every man or mind whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering. I think we need to just go over this maybe once again, that when we're studying, I mean, this is just something that we have kind of discovered while, you know, best practices and procedures to share with the Habarim and the Wendemoch, the brothers and the Echidtoch and the sisters, that when we're studying, it's very important to pay attention to the, like when you're driving, you pay attention to the indications, you know, along the road. Same thing when you're reading and studying, pay attention to those indications. So we have like the commas, the semicolons, you know, is it a quote, the colons, semicolons. I mean, really pay attention to that. For example, we have this couplet here, which is, of every man whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering. So we to break that part, break that phrase down and study, we would say, of every man, right? Of every man whose heart maketh him willing. So of every man whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like every man whose what? Heart. I mean, you can go that way as well, but just paying attention to the the indication that kind of helps us kind of like take bite size. Like if we're eating food, we take a little piece here, all right, you know, and then take a little piece. You know what I'm saying? In a, how can we say, in a decent and an orderly way, right? Even there we have the decorum, if you over is what I'm saying. So looking at this last phrase, in the Hebrew it's a little bit easier in the languages because we'll see like the and. So we'll see these phrases. So looking at this last phrase in verse 2, it says, may at call ish asher idabenu libo tikhu take et terumati, ye shall take my offering. So when we're looking at it, ye shall take the tikahu et terumati. So we have, yeah, actually have teru, the root teruma twice. We have teruma, and then we have terumati. Take offering, teruma, and terumati. So when we say terumati there, according to the present pointing of the Hebrew, terumati refer to my offering. So we have offering actually twice. We have that they take for me, John is saying, an offering. Now he qualifies it further. Of every man whose heart maketh him willing, he shall take my offering. So one who feels a sense of compunction or obligation or force, then they of them do not take an offering, but of every man whose heart, get this in the translation, whose heart maketh him willing, right? Whose heart maketh him willing. So this is where we have the Asher Yidabenu Libo. Asher Yidabenu Libo, right? Who's willing, it's interesting, the Asher, when we look at, usually we see this in the translation like the who's there. Right, that whose, or even sometimes it's translated as which. Not which, but which. That's why I like to say whose. He says, whose heart maketh him willing. Asher yidabenu libo. Asher yidabenu libo. This is interesting because in just looking at this, we're looking at the Asher in this sense. Right? Like we say, Asher in the sense of Ehya. Asher Ehya. When Eubi Ubi said to Moshe, I am that I am. Ehya, Asher, Ehya, Asher. I am Asher Ahia. So we have here, Mayat Kol Ish Asher Yidabenu Libo. Asher Yidabenu Libo. Oh, so here we have the section being addressed. This section here is being addressed to Moses while he was in the summit of the mount. Directions were given for the directions. Instructions were given for the construction of the sanctuary of the Mikdash. Right, of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, in which, now they say right here, and the Chavarim that have the Chumash, we'll see in the footer for this Torah portion, the verse 1 connected with the phrase, the Lord spoke, why daber Yehovah, why daber Yahweh, and Jah spoke, or and spoke, he will be, and spoke Jah. And John spoke. This section right here, you'll see that there's have Shekinah. I want you to make a note of that. It should be Shekinah. Not Shekinah, but Shekinah. Shekinah. To make a note of that. We had touched on this, I think, previously in a short series. I had to go over that again, but when the inspiration had come to I and I, we had sought to make a presentation. I think we did make that presentation on whether Shekinah or Shekinah, or in the anglicized would be Shekinja. Shekinja is actually a name. You can check out the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary as well. Because see, Shekinah, right, Shekinah is the feminine sense. And also, we don't have that within the scriptures. That's kind of an addition of, we could say, Jewish and modern Jewish speculation. See, the word Shekinah, and we went through a diligent study in the scripture to really find, you know, when someone says, well, this, such, and such, we'll look in the text. We don't see Shekinah in the text. So this is implied. It's to say the dwelling of God. But the word right here is a feminine sense, Shekinah. It should be Shekinah. And we actually have the word in scripture. While when we look into the Hebrew scripture for Shekinah, we do have Shekinah, but this is related to the soul, the female, the feminine soul. The soul is feminine. Right? Dwelling and abiding with the Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh is male. And it's, see, I'll just make a note on that right here, you know, and I hope that we can get into some of the basics. And any questions about this, let's get the questions out. You know, let's get the reasoning out. Even if it might seem offish, sometimes this is the way we get the truth. Like, well, why does it say Shekin Nahir? It was the question that came to I and I mind. And in prayerful meditation and study, we got to see that it is an error. It should not be Shekin Nah. It should be Shekaniyah. Shekaniyah is the dwelling of he who be, we be. So the instructions here in this Torah portion, 19th Torah portion, is being given for the construction of the holy place, we could say the chapel, the sanctuary, the mikdash, the mekdash, in which the Shekaniyah would be manifest. Not the Shekinah, but the Shekaniyah, Shekaniyah, so that Elohim could speak with Moshe, and there would be no further need for him to ascend up to the mount. Now this is one reason that these instructions are being given, right? So that Elohim would speak with Moses and no further need for him to ascend to the mount. You know, it's looking forward, right? Looking forward right here, right? So this is a kind of an overview of the Lord speaking, Josh speaking here. What is he speaking to? He's speaking to the instructions given for the construction of the sanctuary, the holy place. In the Hebrew, the mikdash. Bamarini, we say mekdes, and the kedes ekadash, the holy place. Right now, this holy place, right, includes the tabernacle, the mishkan. And the mishkan is the center of that mekdes, mikdash, sanctuary place. And within that mishkan, Yahuwah would shakan. That's how we say shakan Yah. Oh. Now when we come with our willing hearts and souls, you see, our souls, that's the Shekinah. The Shekinah is referring to us. The shakan Yah is referring to he who be who he be. He says right here, he says, there's a footer where it says for me, where it says take an offering for me. Some say that it's not for Elohim's use, like he needs a donation or contribution, but it's for the glory, the kabod, of Hashem, of his name, right? And for a place for him to visit and to dwell, that's the Shekinah there, to dwell with his people. So he calls for a teruma. Now, teruma is said to denote something that is set apart. Teruma has the idea of a free will. A free will gift, a free will offering. There are three types in the scripture of terumas, of offerings. So once again, we have another evidence of the fingerprint of HaElohim, even here in the tripart or three part, the three types of what is known as the teruma that are mentioned in Torah, in the law or instruction. What are these three types of terumas? There's one, the capitation charge. We could say the head charge, as it were, the cap. Capitation, capital, the cap. Where you wear a cap on the Ras, the cap. So we say the head charge of a half shekel. So we have the head charge or the capitation charge of a half shekel from which the sockets of the tabernacle, the sockets of the mishkan, tabernacle, the Hebrew mishkan literally a dwelling place, right? The half shekel is for the sockets of the tabernacle to be made. We have that in Exodus 38 and 26. Then there was a similar charge, right, for the purchase of the communal offerings, a similar charge for the purchase of the communal, for the community. So it's like the donations, the gifts that will be utilized by the community. Right? And lastly but not leastly, of the three types of teruma that are mentioned in Torah, we have the offering that is specified here. The offering. And remember, all this is included as one offering. Notice that the teruma is singular. Even though many things are mentioned, the whole thing is one, as we say, with the 10 words and one mitzvah, just to make a note right there. Now, we had touched on this already, but this deserves to be noted here, where it says, whose heart maketh him willing. That's the translation we have here in the Chumash. Whose heart, right? Asher yidabenu libo. Whose heart maketh him willing. Asher yidabenu libo. Whose heart maketh him willing. No compulsory levy was to be made. No forcible levy. You know, it's not tax, like somebody snatching and taking it, forcing you to give. No. Asher yidabenu libo. Whose heart maketh him willing. No compulsory levy was to be made, but voluntary gifts were requested. The people did not wait for the collection to be announced, but brought, we find in this Torah portion, they brought more than enough. In Exodus 36 and 5, there's that witness. And all that remained for the princes, for the Sarim, the Roshe, the princes, the Mequanit, you say, but for the princes to contribute was the precious stones and the oil. So the people, so we have the people and we have the princes. Let's note that right there as well. Because the people, right, they didn't wait for the collection really to be announced, but they had brought more than enough. You know, so we're going to look at that right there, 36 and 5. And all that remained to be contributed or offered or given as a gift was for the princes. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Actually, that psalm there, really, the gates are referring to the princes. Lift up your heads, O you princes. Lift up your heads. Princes, Mekwan and Kagibit Ayu Wat Alu, Ethiopia, Jochuan, Wat Ekasiabiher, Zaragalech. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to the sustainer, to Ha Elohim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. So all that remained was for the princes to contribute was the precious stones and the oil. Note that. So the people brought everything else, but what the princes brought. Now let's look at this in connection with Psalm 68:31. And let's look at the A part and the B part. We often look at the B part. I hear the B part, a chant, the B part, Ethiopia stretch with her hands to God, to Jah, to actually in the script, Elohim, Hannah's Elias at the first, right? But what's the first part of the verse? The first part of the verse is, princes shall come out of Egypt. Now that applies to us, right? Israel, so-called black people in the latter days. Now the princes, first of Raz, the Farai, was to contribute was the precious stones. Precious stones and the oil. When I'm going over this, I'm thinking about the oil. And I'm saying, okay, we have in the, you know, the twofold sense, literal precious stones, gems, right, and oil. Right? But then we look at oil being a symbol of what? Spirit, right? Holy Spirit, anointing, Christina, Mashaha, right, anointing, right, and the Moshiach, the anointing, oil. The anointed was anointed with oil. But in the Brit Chadasha, in the renewed covenant, in the heretical and the spiritual sense, as we rise up, we get to see that the oil refers to anointing. Right? So this is the key, even when we speak about the, whether to call it the menorah or the lampstand or the candlesticks or the candlestand or whatever. Even though we have that in the translation, we should make those notes there. So because it's, many times the translation, it could be 95% good or 90, they say it's 99%. So that 1%, you know, they said 99% of the people are run by 1% are controlling 99%. So even if we look at the scripture and say, hey, this is, why is this Holy Ghost? Why is this ghost? Let me write, scratch out ghost and put spirit. It doesn't mean that the rest of it is not good, but still that one. You see the 99, 1%. Okay, we'll touch on that. But just as an example right here. But let's take this up. I take this up in meditation right here, but this last note from Exodus 35, right, in Exodus 35 and 27, this last note where it says that all the people gave so much, the people gave enough, the people were very moved to give, and all that had remained was for the princes to contribute was the precious stones and the oil. Is there a new covenant rhema word there, right now word there for us, brothers and sisters? There's something to headrest with y'all on. Stay tuned. More to come. Y'all willing. Give thanks. Give thanks for your patience and your attention. Chavarim. Shalom. God bless the eye. Keep the eye. Cause his face to shine on the eye. And eye and eye. And give eye and eye Yeshua. Shalom. Glory be the King. 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 Glory be the sabbatical study, this I-9 Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third offering up here for this Shabbat Titzaweh, Sabbath thou shalt command, Sabbath Titzaweh. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 28, here at verse 31 for the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, third up offering here for this Shabbat Titzaweh, Sabbath thou, male, shall command. The role of the Ephod. Here from the Sefer Shemot. We are sita eta ma'ila ha ephoda k'lila tikelet. And thou shalt make the robe of the Ephod all blue. We are sita eta ma'ila ha ephoda k'lila tikelet. And thou shalt make the robe, and thou shalt make the ma'il, with osita eta ma'il, thou shalt make the robe, ha ephod, of the ephod, kalila tikelet, kalila tikelet, of blue. And there shall be a hole in the top of it, in the midst thereof. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of a habergeon, that it be not rent. With haya fia rosho del poco safa yehiye le fioa saviva maise o rega kfia tachra yehiye loa loa yekara. And it shall have a hole for the head in the midst thereof. Wehaya fia rosho betoko safa. It shall have a binding. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it. Yehiye safa yehiye lit fioa savi. Ma isse yorega kfia tachra yehiye loa loa yikara, as it were the whole of a coat of mail, that it be not rent, that it be not ripped. And beneath, upon the hem of it, thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, upon the hem of the robe round about. And it shall be upon Aharon, upon Aaron, to minister. And his sound shall be heard when he goeth in to the holy, before Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and when he cometh out, that he die not. Wahaya Allah Aharon le sharet with nishma ak olo abo ila hakodesh lifne yehowa uwa vez etoa with lo yamut. And it shall be upon Aharon, upon Aaron, to minister. Wahaya al Aharon le sharet. And it shall be upon Aaron le sharet to minister. Wahaya al Aharon le sharet. We nishma'ak olo bevo elaha kodesha lifnei Yehovah. And the sound thereof shall be heard. And the sound thereof shall be heard. We nishma'ak olo. When he goeth in. When he goeth into Hakodesh, into the holy,
bit bo illa ha kodesh lifne Yehovah, before Jehovah, and when he cometh out, uvetzeto, and when he cometh out, uvetzeto, with lo yamut, that he dies not. The holy crown, the isle of the set apart crown, the holy crown. Compare Exodus chapter 29 verse 6, the holy crown, here, 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 Shema'ah, Exodus 28 verse 36. And thou, the eye, shall make a plate of pure gold and grave upon it the engravings of a signet, holiness to Jehovah. With Osita, Sif, Zahav, Ahor, Uasiya Tachita, Alayo, Pia Tucheya, Chotam, Kodesh Layahua, and thou shalt make a plate of pure gold. With Osita, Sif, Zahav, Ahor, and grave upon it. And engrave upon it, Ua Pia Tachita Alayo, like the engravings of a signet, Pia Tuche Chotam, holiness La Yahuwah, holiness, islandness to Jehovah, Kodesh La Yahuwah, Kodesh La Yahuwah, and thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre. And thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre, upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead. And Aaron, that Aaron may bear, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael shall hallow in all their holy set apart gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted, lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah. Wehaya Allah meyatzach Aharon, with Nasaron et Aharon HaKodashim Asher Yakadishu Bnei Yisrael Kol Matnot Kadeshehem with Haya Allah Mitzoho Tani Li Ratzon Lahem Lishnei Hoa, and it shall be upon Aaron's forehead with Haya Al Meitzach, Wahaya Al Meitzach Aharon, and it shall be upon Aaron's Meitzach, upon Aaron's forehead, Wahaya Al Meitzach Aharon, Wah Nasa Aharon Eta Aharon Ha Kodashim, and Aaron shall bear the Avon, the Avon, the iniquity, the iniquity committed in the holy things, in the holy things. With Nasa Aharon Eta on HaKodashim Asher Yakadishu Bnei Yisrael, and Aaron shall bear the iniquity committed in the holy things, that the Bnei Yisrael, that the children of Israel shall hallow, shall set apart, shall make holy. With Nasa Aharon Eta on, with Nasa Hirona Eta Evona HaKodashim Asher Yakadishu Bnei Yisrael Lekola Matanot Kadishayhem, even in all their holy, their set apart gifts, Lekola Matanot Kadishayhem, with Haya Allah Mitzocho Tamid, and it shall be always upon his forehead. Wehaya Allah Mitzocho Tamid Li Ratzon Lahem Lishne Yehovah, that they may be accepted. Li Ratzon Lahem, that accepted for them, that they may be accepted. Lishne Yehovah, before Jehovah. the ordinary garments of the Kohen Gadol and Kohanim, the ordinary garments of the high priest and the priest, over which the garments for glory and beauty were put on. Verse 39. And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre, the turban, of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. And for Aharon's sons, for Aaron's sons, thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles, and bonnets shalt thou make for them, for glory and for beauty. Le kavod ulatifaret, for glory, le kavod ulatifaret, and for tifaret, and for beauty. And thou shalt put them upon Aharon, upon Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and fill their hands, and sanctify them, and set them apart, that they may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. With Hila Bashita or Tama Eta Hirona Hika, we Eta Banayo Waito, Ua Ma Shachita, Uma Shachita or Tam, Ua Mia Leta Eta Yadam, we Kedashita or Tam, we Kahenu Li, and thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother, shall dress them with Hila Bashta Otam, shall dress them Eta Aharon Achika, and thou shalt put them, dress them upon Aaron thy brother. We Hila Bashta Otam Eta Aharon Achika, we Eta Banayo Waito, and upon his sons, Banayo Ito, with him. O Mashachita Otam, and thou shalt anoint them, Messiah them. Ua Mashachita Otam, Ua Mileta Eta Yadam, and consecrate them and fill their hands. Ua Mileta Et Yadam, and filling the hands, their hands. Ua Mileta, and filling Et Yadam, and filling their hands, or consecrate them. Wik Idashta Otam, and sanctify them, and setting them apart, and idolifying them. With kiyadashta, with kiyadashta otam, with kiyahenu li, with kiyahenu li, that they may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. With kiyahenu li, and thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, their nakedness. From the loins even to the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon Benaiah, his sons, when they come in to the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, or when they come near to the altar to minister in the holy, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever to him and his seed, and his seed after him, and his seed after him. Wehayu wa Allah Hirona wa Allah Banayo wa Bi Bo'ama illa o Hela Mo'ed o Ve Gishatama illa ha Mizbeyach Le Shareita ba Kodesh Ve Loa Yisua Avon Wa metu chukato olam alau ule zaro achrayo, and they shall be upon Aaron wehayu al Aharon, and upon his sons waala banayu, when they go bi voam elohel moed, when they go into the tent of meeting, to the ohel moed, or the gishtav gishtam elham zeyach, or when they come near to the altar, or the gishtam elham zeyach lishareta ba kodesh, or when they come near to the mizbeach, Lishareta to minister by Kodesh in the holy place. With law Yisu Aaron, that they bear not iniquity. With law Yisu Avon, that they bear not Avon, Aaron, that they bear not Aaron, iniquity. With law Yisu Aaron, Wa-me-tu, and-dan, Wa-me-tu, and-dan. Chukata olam, it shall be a statute chukat for either to him. Chukata olam lau, and to his seed, ula zar'o achrayo, and to his seed after him. Wahayu Allah Rona Vala Banayo Wabama Illa Hella Moed or Vigishtama Illa Hamzeyaha Lisha Reita Vakodesh. Willo Yisu Avona Vanetu Hukato Lama Lawu Ula Zar O Achrayo
Achrayo Achrayo Achrayo Achrayo.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat
strong. I'm going to testify.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong.
Book 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 13 to chapter 6 verse 13. And King Solomon, Ruth Solomon, raised a levy out of all Israel, and the levy was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month by course. A month they were in Lebanon, and 2 months at home. And Adoniram was over the levy. And Solomon had 70,000 that bear burdens, and 40,000 hewers in the mountain, beside the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,300, which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, and huge stones to lay the foundation of the house, the bait. And Solomon's builders and Haran's builders did hew them in the stone squares. So they prepared timber and stones to build the house, the bait. Chapter 6. And it came to pass, in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the 4th year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the 2nd month, that he began to build the house of Yahweh. In the house which King Solomon built for Yahweh Buruku, the length thereof was 70 cubits, the breadth therefore 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. And the porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house. And 10 cubits was the breadth thereof, before the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow lights. And against the wall of the house he built chambers round about. Against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the oracle. And he made chambers round about. The nethermost chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad. And the third was 7 cubits broad, for without in the wall of the house he made narrow rest round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought there, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was being built. The door for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house. They went up with winding stairs into the middle chamber, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house, and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house, 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the word of Yahweh Baruch Hu came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes, and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with thee, which I spake to David thy father. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, and I will not forsake my people, Israel. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Yeshua Shalom.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 19. Teruma, contributions, offerings. From 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1 through 15, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 33 through 37. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit, Amnam, Ein Torek Li She'ektob Aleikim Al Debar HaSherut Le'ezrach HaKdoshim Ki Yadaiti Et Nidibatkem Asher Aleha Ani Mit Halel Bakem Vifne Anshe Makdonia Lemur Akaya Mzumenet Mishana Sheabara Wekinatkem Heira Et Ruach HaRabim. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know the forwardness of your mind. For that I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain, in this behalf, that, as I said, ye may be ready. Lest haply, if they of Macedonia come with me, and find you unprepared, we say not ye, should be ashamed in the same confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before to you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had notice before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. The encouragement, Elohim loveth a cheerful giver. If we give, he will give. But this, I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for Elohim loveth a cheerful giver. And Elohim is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness that causes through us thanksgiving to Elohim. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the need of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving to Elohim, whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify Elohim for your professed subjection to the gospel of Mashiach, to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution to them and to all men, and by their prayer for you that longeth after you, for the exceeding grace of Elohim in you. Thanks be to Elohim for his unspeakable gift. Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, Lamed Gimel, verse 34, Lamed Dalet, verse 35, Lamed He. Od Shemaitem Ki Ne'amar LaRishonim Lo Tishba LaShakr Veshalem LaYahwa Shavuoteka Wa Ani Omer Lakem Lo Tishbau Ko Shabua Lo Bashamaim Ki Kisei Elohim Hema Willo Ba'aretz Ki Hadom Raglayu Hi Willo Be Yerushalayim Ki Hi Kiryat Melech Rab. Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform to Yahweh thine oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Elohim's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, by thy ras, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lachailu, Kabur Lakatamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High, therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
Mizmor Kof Zain Hodu Layawa Kito Kil Kil Kido Yomru 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 Mizmor Kof Zain Hodu Layawa Kito Kil Olam Hasdo Yomru Geuleyawa אשר געלם יצר, הוא מהארצות הקבצם, מי מזרח הוא ממערב, מי צפון הוא מים, ים, 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 ים. מזמור קוף זין, הודו ליהוה כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו, יאמרו הגאולי יהוה, אשר הגאלם יצר, ומארצות הקבצם, ממזרח וממערב, מהצפון ומים, ים, ים. Today's daily song. First three verses, Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Today's daily psalm is Mor Kof Zain, Divine Ivine Providence. The opening verses summons to praise Elohim from the redeemed slaves and the redeemed enslaved. Mizmor Kof Zain. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, for Iva. Hodu la Yahweh ki to, ki le'olam hasido, hasido, hasido. Divine Ivine Providence. Although a new book begins with this mizmor, it is closely linked to the preceding and may be regarded as a continuation and attenuation of the series. The call to the redeemed of Yahweh of Jehovah points to the return from Babylon as the time the Iwa of its composition. Four word pictures are drawn by the poet as circumstances of distress in which man is dependent upon Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's mercy. And they are all applicable to the bitter experience of Yisrael in exile. That the people, Ha'am, Jah people, survive the hardships and trials, provide occasions, occasion for heartfelt, heartical praise, Isis, to be offered to him. At verse 33, the subject matter assumes a different form, and the psalmist meditates, iditate, upon the changes in the consequences, the fortune, the circumstances which befall countries generally, and sees in them also the working of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's purpose. One line of thought runs throughout the Mizmur, the psalm, vis-a-vis loving kindness. Loving kindness, Hasido, Jah's loving kindness, who hears and who rescues, is the theme of the first part. Loving kindness, Hasido, Jah's loving kindness, who quote, changes all things, and is itself, himself unchanged. This is the theme of the second. Both converge on the final thought in verse 43, that the observance of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's ways, the observance of Yahweh, is the part of true wisdom, true wise mind, and inner understanding, and will win the clear perception of the all-embracing mercies of Yahweh, truth and life. Thus, we have today's daily psalm, the overview, and its theme, divine, divine providence, provida, providence, seeing before, provida, before seeing. Hodu, oh, give thanks, hodu layawa, give thanks to Jehovah, hodu layawa. Ki o, for he is good. Ki o, hodu layawa ki to. Ki el olam chasido, for his mercy endureth forever. For forever his mercy, for ever his mercy. Ki le olam chasido. First verse, the Aleph verse. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, for ever. Hodu la Yahuwah, ki tov ki le'olam chasido. The beginning of the first section, the first three verses, the Aleph, Beit, the Gimel, the Gamel verse, the Abu Gida verses, the first three verses, Aleph, Beit, Gimel, the summons to praise Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, to praise Jah from the redeemed slaves, the redeemed enslaved. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki la'olam chasido. Yomru ge'ulei Yahuwah asher ge'alam miyad tzar. So may the redeemed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, say, Yomru ge'ulei Yahuwah. Yomru, may they say, Yomru Ge'ulei, the redeemed of Yahuwah, Yehovah, Ge'ulei Yahuwah, Ge'ulei Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah, Yomru Ge'ulei Yahuwah. So may the redeemed of Jehovah say, Asher Ge'alam Miyad Tzar, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Asher ge'alam miyad tzar, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. The redeemed of Yahweh, the redeemed of Jehovah. Now this here quoted from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, LXII, Isaiah 62 and 12. And they shall call them the returned captives, the holy people, the Isla people, the redeemed of Jehovah. Ge'ulei Yahuwah, Ge'ulei Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah. So may the redeemed of Jehovah say, Yomru Geulei Yehovah Asher Ge'alam Miyad Tzar, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary, from the hand of the adversary, Miyad Tzar, the adversary, the Tzar. Perhaps to be translated, adversity, the adversary and the adversity. It is the same word as trouble as found in verse 6. So, whom he hath redeemed, Asher Ge'alam, Miyad, from the Yad, the hand, Miyad, Tsar, from the hand of adversity, from the hand of the adversary. The Gimel, the Gamel verse, the third verse. U me eratzot kibzam. Mi mizrach ua mi yama erav. Mi yatzafon ua mi yam. And gathered them. And gathered them out of the lands. U me eratzot. And from the lands, the countries. U me eratzot. Kibzam. Kibbutzam, gathered, the root here of the Kabbat, the kibbutz, who he has gathered them, kibbutzam, u me aratzot, kibbutzam, and gather them out of the lands, and gather them out of the lands, mi ami zarachu, u ami ma'arav, mi atzafon, u ami yam, from the east, mi ami zarach, and from the west, Ua Mia Ma'arab, from the north, Mia Safon, and from the sea, U Miyam, and from the sea, whom he has gathered them out of the lands. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, El Elohe Yisrael, the true good of Yisrael, had answered the prayer of the preceding, even the preceding psalm, off wow, the 106 Psalm, verse 47. Gather us, gather I and I from among the nations, the Goyim, the international community. The mention of lands, aratzot, in the plural, not just in the aretz, in the singular, but aratzot, the lands, it signifies that the Israelites from many lands, doubtless returned to join the newly founded community in Yerushalayim, the newly founded community in Jerusalem. From the sea, U Miyam, Miyam, from the sea, the Yam, the sea. This term usually means the west, but here we have it with the south. Here, the south, many say, is required, but literally, U Miyam. The Targum, the interpretation, it renders the Sea of the South, which may indicate the Indian Ocean or even the Ethiopic Ocean, now renamed and called the Transatlantic or the Southern Atlantic Ocean, or the part of the Mediterranean that borders on Mitzrayim, on Kemet, on Egypt. Possibly the psalmist is quoting the words of Yeshayahu, of Isaiah, or vice versa. We have Isaiah XLIX. We have Isaiah 49 and 12. Although the sea there in Isaiah 49 and 12 means the west. These opening verses, the summons to praise, the Isis Yah, Isis Ayah, Yah, from the redeemed enslaved. Hodu layawa kito, kila olam hasido, yomru geulei Yahuwa, asher gealam miyad asar, u me arasota kibzam, mia mizrach, u mia ma'arav, mia tzafon, u miyam, 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 miyam.
Ah, 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 ah. gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel, saith the Lord. Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth, and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
For another day, Rastafari calling him Jah. Ataya holy kolo Allah. Rastafari calling him Jah. Jah, 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 Jah.
Who should call Boker? Lo, I'm modern. I'm alive for another. thanks and praise to Jah Jah.
Of the Isis, the chants, the Isis of Dawid, of David,
Dawid, of David,
Dawid, of David,
Dawid.
And here, the Midrash, a study on today, Psalm Mizmor Kof Zain, Kof Zain, Psalm 107, Psalm CVII. And here, we begin book five of the Psalter of the Sefer Tehillim, of the Isis, the chants, the Isis of Dawid, of David, here. Psalm theme, divine providence, ivine provida, providence, pro before vida, looking to see, looking ahead, ivine providence, here. Today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Zayin, here beginning the fifth book of the Psalter from Psalm 107 to Psalm 150, from Psalm CVII to Psalm CL. Here, today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Zayin. A midrash, a study on today's psalm. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So let the redeemed of the Lord say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Here, today's psalm, Psalm 107, the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first and the second verses. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam hatsedo yomru. Geulei Yahuwah Asher Ge'alam Miyad Tsar. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah. Hodu La Yahuwah, for he is good. Ki Tob, for good. Ki Tob. Hodu La Yahuwah Ki Tob, for his mercy endureth forever. For ever. Ki Le'olam Chasedo, for his mercy, chasedo, endure, le'olam, for ever. Ki le'olam, chasedo. So, make the redeemed of Jehovah say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Yomru, ge'ulei Yahuwah. So, make say, the redeemed of Jehovah, yomru, say, them to say, Yomru, Geulei, Yahuwah, whom Asher, he hath redeemed, them who he hath redeemed, Asher, Ge'alam, Asher, Ge'alam, Miyad, Tsar, Miyad, from the Yad, from the hand, Miyad, Tsar, from the hand of the Tsar, Miyad, Tsar, from the hand of the adversary. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasedo. Yomru geulei Yahuwah asher ge'alam miyad tsar. Elsewhere, this is what scriptures say, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11. For mine own sake, will I do it. Le'ma'ini, e'eseh, for mine own sake. Le'ma'ini, for mine own sake. Le'ma'ini, will I do it. E'eseh, le'ma'ini, e'eseh. The scripture does not say, for mine own sake will I do it, but for mine own sake, for mine own sake will I do it. Le'ma'ini, le'ma'ini, e'eseh. Scripture does not say, for mine own sake will I do it, but for mine own sake will I do it. Le'ma'ini, le'ma'ini, e'eseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, I shall do it for no reason other than that Shemi, my name, Shemi, the Hashem, the name, Shemi, should not be profane. But why? Lamazeh, why is for mine own sake, le'ma'ini, le'ma'ini, but why is for mine own sake said twice? Le'ma'ini, le'ma'ini, e'eseh. Because HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said, even as when you were in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, I redeemed you for the sake of Shemi, my name, So in Edom, in Edom, I shall save you for the sake of Shemi, for the sake of my name. As is said, even in the 106th Psalm, Hebraically the 8th verse, where it reads, nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. Vayosha'im lima'an shemo. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. Vayosha'im lima'an shemo. And even as I redeemed you in this world, so I shall redeem you in the olam haba, in the world to come. Therefore, lima'ani, for mine own sake, is said twice. Lima'ani, lima'ani, e'eseh, for mine own sake, for mine own sake will I do it. Therefore, for mine own sake is said twice. By that, ha'el, ha'el, ha'elohim, ha'elohim, the power meant, my glory will I not give to another, and other. Even here in Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11. Ukvodi le'achir lo etain, and my glory, ukvodi, and my kavod, ukvodi, and my glory, le'achir, to another, lo etain, no I give, will I not give, ukvodi le'achir lo etain. Rav Huna HaKohen Bar Adin said that at the end of 40 years, Moshe admonished Yisrael, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3 and verse 5, where it reads, know therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he that goeth over before thee, aye, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart, dost thou go in to possess their land. Hayom ki hu ha'over hu vehu lefaneka mahir ka'asher diber lak. Full of full verse. Know therefore this day, v'yada'ita hayom, that Jehovah, the I Elohim, is he who goeth over before thee as a devouring fire. V'yada'ita hayom ki Yahuwah Eloheka hu ha'ober lefaneka esha okla. He will destroy them, and he will bring them down before thee. So shalt thou drive them out and make them to perish quickly, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah, has spoken to thee. I, hu yashmideima wehu yakne'ima lefaneka wehorashtama wehabadtama mahir kasher diber Yahuwah lak. And here, full of full, verse 5, lo vitzidkateka ua veyoshera levaveka atava la resheta eta arzam kia berishata ha goyim haele Yahuwah Eloheka morisham mipaneka ula maana hakima eta ha davar asher nishba Yahuwah la avoteka Le Avraham, Le Yitzhak, Ua Le Yaakov. Full of full, verse 5, Deuteronomy chapter 9, here, verse 5. Not for thy righteousness, lo bitzidkateka, or for the uprightness of thy heart, Ua Be Yoshera Le Babeka, dost thou go in to possess their land. Ataba la resheta eta arzam. But for the wickedness, the wretchedness of these nations, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, thy power, doth drive them out from before thee, from before thee, I. ki be rishata hagoyim ha'el Yahuwah Eloheka morishama mipaneka. And that he may establish the word. And that he may establish the word. U lema'an ulma'an hakim eta hadabar. That Yahuwah Jehovah swore to thy fathers, to thy patriarchs, Asher Nishaba'a Yahuwah La Avoteka, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, Le Abraham, Le Yitzhaka Ula Yaikov, Lo Bitzitateka, Ua Be Yoshera Le Babeka, Ataba La Resheta Eta Arzam. Kia bea risha ata hagoyim hael Yahuwah Eloheka morishama mipaneka ulmaana hakima eta hadavar asher nishva Yahuwah la avoteka li Avraham li Yitzhak ul Yaakov uli Yaakov. So Rav Huna HaKohen Bar Abin, Rav Huna the priest Bar Abin, he said that at the end of 40 years, Moses admonished Israel, even in the words from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. Know therefore this day, v'yada'ita hayom, that Yahuwah Eloheka, he who be thy power, is he that goeth over before thee. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka hu ha'over lefaneka. Not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart. Lo b'tzidateka u b'yoshera lebabeka. Dost thou, the I, go in to possess their land. Ata ba la resheta eta arzam. Moshe, in saying, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart dost thou, the I, go in to possess their land, nor for the wickedness of these nations. Hear, HaTorah says, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart dost thou go in to possess their land, but for the wickedness, the wretchedness of these nations. Lo b'tzidkateka, u b'yosher lebaveka, ata ba la resheta et arzam, kia b'rishat hagoyim ha'ele. Moshe meant that not for these three reasons did Ha'elahim, the power, permit Yisrael to possess the land. And here, Midrash note. And here, the Midrash note on today's Psalm Mizmorkov Zayin, Psalm 107. Here, the translation of the comment, as well as the saying, nor for the wickedness, the wretchedness, instead of the usual reading, the KJV, even the JV, the Yehudi version, because of the wickedness, because of the wretchedness, some say is conjectural. Right here. Lo b'tzidkateka uva v'yoshera levavika atava la resheta et arzam kia b'risha'ata hagoyim ha'el. The usual read is, not for thy righteousness, lo b'tzidkateka, or for the uprightness of thy heart, uva yosher devaveka, dost thou go in to possess their land. Ata ba la resheta eta arzam. Here the Yehudi version, the JV, the KJV says, but for the wickedness of these nations. Here in the Masoretic Hebrew, ki for b'rishat, in the wretchedness, ki b'rishata hagoyim ha'ele, for in the wretchedness, in the wickedness, so the sense of but is not here, rather, ki, for, because ki be by way of rishat, the ratchetness, ki be rishata hagoyi, the nations ha'el, these nations, ki be rishat hagoyi ha'el. So here in the Midrash, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart dost thou go in to possess their land, nor for the wickedness, the ratchetness of these nations. For in the wickedness, the Hebrew would be brought out better as, for in the wickedness, ki berishat, in the wickedness, hagoyim ha'ele, of these nations, the wickedness, the ratchetness of these nations. Moshe Rabbeinu meant that not for these three reasons did Ha'el, Chaylehim, the power, permit Yisrael to possess the land. HaKadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said further, nor have I done this for the sake of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For whose sake then? For my great name's sake. David said, seeing what Ha'el, Chaylehim, the power, does for his great name's sake. Oh, give thanks, youngful eyes, as to Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hodu layahuah ki tov ki le'olam chasado. Hodu, give thanks, y'all. Hodu layahuah to Jehovah ki tov for good. Ki, tov, for good, translated as for he is good in the Hebrew. Ki, for, tov, for good. Hodu, layahuah, ki, tov, ki, le'olam, chasado. Oh, give thanks to he who he be, to Jehovah. Hodu, layahuah, ki, tov, for good. Ki, for, le'olam, for Iva, chasado, his mercy, his loving kindness. Rav Berakayu said in the name of Rav Chelbo, who taught in the name of Rav Shemuel, Samuel, who are meant by the redeemed. In the Beit verse, the second verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Zain, Psalm 107, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say, who are meant by the redeemed. In Yomru, Geulei Yahuwah, so make the redeemed of Jehovah, he who be, we be, say. What is meant by the Geulei, the redeemed in Yomru, Geulei Yahuwah, may the redeemed of Jehovah say. Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, the people of Israel, this Isaiah, Isaiah made explicit in saying, even in Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 35 and 10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come with singing to Zion, and the ransomed of Jehovah shall return and come with singing to Zion. Here, Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 35, here, the first part of the 10th verse. Ufa duye Yahuwah Yeshuvuna Uavaos Iona Berina, and the ransomed of Jehovah shall return. Ufa duye Yahuwah Yeshuvun Ufa duye Yahuwah Yeshuvun, and the ransomed of Jehovah shall return. Ubao Zion Berina, and come. Ubao Uvau, Ubau, and they shall come Zion, to Zion, Be'rina, with singing, and come with singing to Zion. Ufaduye Yahuwah Yeshubuna, Ubau Zion, Be'rina. He did not say, quote, the ransomed of Eliyahu, of Elijah, nor the ransomed of the King Messiah of Moshiach HaMelech, but the ransomed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Ufaduye Yahuwah, ufde Ufaduye, Yahweh, the ransomed of Jehovah. Even so, the psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, speaks of the redeemed of Yahweh, the redeemed of Jehovah. Geulei, Yahweh, Geulei, Yahweh. Another explanation of so let, so make the redeemed of Jehovah say, Yomru Geulei Yahuwah, and gather them out of the lands. They wandered in the wilderness. So make the redeemed of Jehovah say, and gather them out of the lands. They wandered in the wilderness. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, Psalm 107, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 4. Yomru Geulei Yahuwah. Hear, hear, hear. Here, this will be the third verse. And gather them out of the lands. U'mei eratzota kibtzam. U'mei eratzota kibtzam. And gather them out of the lands. Ta'ua va'midbara bi'ashimon darek. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. Ta'ua va'midbara bi'ashimon darek. They wandered in the wilderness. Are these words praise of Ha'el, the power, the true good, the true God of Ha'elohim, Ha'lahayim, Ha'ilahim? Yes, said David. Yes, said David. Yes, said David. And here, here, Midrash, note, the ET, the edited text, has HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. For though they wandered in the Midbar, Bamidbar, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, gathered them. But does wandered mean that they were lost? Bamidbar? Does wander mean, does the Hebrew ta'u, 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 does that mean that they were lost? Bamidbar, in the wilderness? Rav Yehuda bar Shalom, Judah bar Shalom explained, in repeating the two verses from the previous psalm, from Psalm 106, Hebrew, the 47th verse, save us, O Lord our God, and gather us, and the next verse from Psalm 106, the 48th verse, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. And here, here, Mizmor Kof Vav Kof Wow, here, 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 Psalm 106, verse 47 and verse 48. Hosha'inu, Yahweh Eloheinu, save us, save I and I, Hosha'inu, Hosha'inu, save I and I, Yahweh, 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 O Jehovah, Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, Vikavtzeinu, Vikavtzeinu, we and Kavtzeinu, and gather us, and gather I and I, min ha-goyim, from among the nations. And verse 48, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. Baruch Yahweh Elohei Yisrael. Baruch Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. Blessed be Jehovah. Baruch Yahuwah, the Elohim, the power of Yisrael, of Israel. Elohei Yisrael. And here, here, the Midrash note, the two verses are repeated in 1 Chronicles. These two verses are repeated in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 35 to verse 36. And here, here, 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 35 and 36, a repeat, here, 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 of Psalm 106, verse 47, 48. And say ye, and save y'all, save us, save I and I, O Elohim of I and I salvation, and gather us, gather I and I together, together, and deliver us, deliver I and I from the heathen, that we, that I and I may give thanks, young for Isis, to thy Isla name, to thy holy, thy set-apart name, and glory in thy praise, glory in thy Isis. Blessed be Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Israel, forever and ever, forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praise and Isis, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Hear, hear, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 35 to verse 36. So scripture implies that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said, though they wander from the path of righteousness, I shall redeem them, as I did in the wilderness, Bamidbar. For it is said, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17, O Israel, that in future ages will be saved by the Lord. O Yisrael, that in future ages will be saved by Jehovah. Yisrael nosha'a b'Yahuwah t'shu'ata olamim. O Israel, Yisrael, that art saved, nosha'a, by Jehovah, by Yahuwah, with an everlasting, an eternal, everlasting salvation. T'shu'at olamim. Yisrael nosha'a b'Yahuwah t'shu'ata olamim. And scripture says also, even in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7, the Lord shall save the tents of Judah as of yore. Here, here, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7, V'hoshi'a Yahuwah eta Aholeya Yehuda Barishona. Jehovah, he who be, we be, also shall save with Hoshi'a Yahuwah the tents Eta Ahole of Judah, Yehuda, first, Barishona. With Hoshi'a Yahuwah Eta Aholeya Yehuda Barishona. Jehovah shall save the tents as of yore, as of yore. Hear, 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 from the Hebrew, Barishona, at the first, as of yore, at the first, as in the beginning, Wehoshia, Yahuwah, et Aholeya Yehuda, Barishona. Hence, hear, 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 it is said, they wandered in the wilderness, Ta'ua b'midbar b'yashimon darek. They wandered in the wilderness. Ta'u b'midbar. Ta'u, they wandered b'midbar in the wilderness. In a desert way. B'yashimon darek. B'yashimon darek. In a desert. In a desert way. Ta'u b'midbar. B'yashimon darek. A different exposition, it reads the verse literally, the redeemed of the Lord, whom he hath redeemed, will say. In a different exposition here of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Zayin, Psalm 107, the verse is read literally, reading the verse literally, the redeemed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, whom he hath redeemed, will say, Yomru Geulei Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he hath redeemed, will say. One would expect scripture, the scripts, one would expect scripture to have said, the redeemed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, whom he will redeem, will say. Or, the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he hath redeemed, said. one would expect the scripture to have said, the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he will redeem, will say, or the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he hath redeemed, said. Rav Yehuda Bar Shalom, Judah Bar Shalom explained, scripture puts it exactly, beduk, exactly, for the word of HaKadosh, the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, is identical with the deed. For the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is identical with the deed. And from whose life can one prove this? From Abraham's, from Abraham's. What is said of Abraham? What is said of Abraham? Even in Bereshith, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 18, where it reads, in that day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, to thy seed have I given this land. Bayom hahu karata Yahuwah et Abram berita lemor lezareka natati et haaret hazot. In that day, Yahweh, Jehovah, made a covenant with Abram, saying, Bayom hahua karata Yahuwah et Abram berit lemor, to thy seed, lezareka, to thy seed, lezareka, natati, have I given, natati, et haaret hazot, this land, et haaret hazot, this land. Bayom hahua karata Yahuwah et Avram brita lemor lizarka natati et haaret hazot. The scripture does not say shall give, but natati, I have given. The scripture does not say shall give, will give, but I have given, natati. But did Abraham already have sons, Bani? At that time, at that Iowa, he had not yet begotten a Ben, a son. However, the word, the Dabar of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, is identical with the deed. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, declares, when I say a thing, behold, it is done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, when I say a thing, when I sing, behold, it done. Behold, it done. Therefore, when scripture says, the redeemed of Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah, Geulei Yahuwah, it is because He has already redeemed them, 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 redeemed them.
סללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו אגב עצמאה למים כמוני לא פחות עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות בעולם כה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה הרבה טוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה על דרך המלך רוצים לעלות לתקן את העולם לנסות לשנות מביטים אל המחר בעיניים פקוחות בתוך המציאות בונים לנו שתלנו ים אבות שהפרחנו רבות הדרכים שצללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו אדם עצמאה למים כמוני לא פחות עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות זה עולם פה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה רע וטוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה לימים שעוברים את הטוב לא שוכחים את הרע שמים בצד וממשיכים בחיים בחיים ממשיכים ולא לא לא עוצרים לרגע לא נחים על דרך המלך רוצים לעלות לתקן את העולם לנסות לשנות מביטים אל המחר בעיניים פקוחות בתוך המציאות בונים לנו תקוות שתלנו ים אבות שהפרחנו רבות הדרכים שסללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו אדם עצמאה למים כמוני לא פחות עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות בעולם פה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה רע וטוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה
Spread out.
whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and...
Another explanation of, so let the redeemed of Jehovah say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gather them out of the lands. Hear, 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 today's psalm, he's more kof zain, kof zain. Hear, hear, Hebraically, the bait and the gimel, the gamel verse, the second and the third verse. Yomru Gule Yahuwah Asher Galama Miyad Tzara Uameya Eratzota Kibtzam. So make the redeemed of Jehovah say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gather them out of the lands. Yomru Gule Yahuwah Asher Galam Miyad Tzara Uameya Eratzota Kibtzam. Even as a bird is held fast, firmly, in the hand of the hunter who, if he wishes, slays it, or if he wishes, lets it live. So Israel, Yisrael, was held fast, firm, in the hand of the Bnei Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Chemites, as the scripture notes in saying, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Va'ereda le'hatzilo miyad mitzrayi. And I am come down to deliver, to I deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Va'ereda le'hatzilo miyad mitzrayi. And I am come down. Va'ered. Wa and ered, I come down, I descend. Wa ered le hatzilo, to deliver him, miyad from the hand Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. Wa ered le hatzilo miyad Mitzrayim. And also in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 14, verse 30. Thus, like this, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh, save Israel, Israel, that day, out of the hand of the Egyptians. Vayosha, Yahuwah, Bayom Hahua, et Yisrael, Miyad Mitzrayim. Thus, like this, Yahweh, Jehovah, save Israel, Yisrael, that day, out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the committee, the commissions, the Egyptians. Vayosha Yahuwah Bayom Hahu et Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim. Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught in the name of our masters. Israel, Yisrael, was like a youngling held fast, held firm in the womb of its dam, in the matrix of its matriarch, in the womb of its mother, in the womb of its dam. And as the herdsman must insert his hand to draw the youngling out, so HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, had to do for Yisrael, for Israel, in order to bring it forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt. As it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 34, Or hath God essayed to go and take him a nation from the belly of another nation? Oh, he nisa Elohima lavo lakachata lau agoy amikarev goy. Or hath Elohim, hath the power, a sage to go and take him a nation from the midst, from the belly, from the midst of another nation. Or Hinnisa Elohim alabo lakachata lo goy mikreb goy. Or hath Elohim a said to go and take him a goy, a nation, from the belly kareb of another goy, of another nation. Rav Aibu taught in the name of Rav Jose ben Zimra, as a goldsmith reaches in with his hand, Yado, and takes the gold out of the furnace, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Holy One, the idol, blessed be He, took Israel, Yisrael, Mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Kemet. As it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 20, but you hath Yahuwah, Jehovah, taken and brought forth out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, out of Kemet. Ve'etchem malakach, Yahuwah, vaya yotzia etchem mikur habarzel mimitzrayim. But you hath Yahweh Jehovah taken and brought forth out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, mimitzrayim. Ve'etchem malakach Yahuwah, Vayotzia etchem mikur habarzel mimitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Israel, to Yisrael, when you were in Mitzrayim, in Mizraim, in Egypt, in Kemet, you were scattered, but within a brief hour, I gathered you together in Ramesses. Now you are scattered in all the lands, but even as in the past, I gathered you together, so in the Eitz Lavo, in the Zeman Labo, in the time that I were to come, I will gather you. For it is said, even in Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 11 and 12, it shall come to pass in that day that Yahuwah, Jehovah, will set his hand again, the second time to recover the remnant of Amo, his people. And he will assemble the dispersed of Israel, and gather together the scattered of Judah from the four corners of the earth, of the earthly plain. V'haya bayom hahu yosif Adonai shenit yado liknota eta sha'ar amo ashara yishayera me'ashur ua mi'mitzrayi ua mi'apataroso u mi'kush ua meya elam, ua meya shinar, ua meya chemata, ua meya yeya hayam. Vim nasa neisa lagoyim, ve'asafa nidche Yisrael, ua nefutzota Yehuda yikavetza, meya arba'a kanfota haaretz. Hear the fuller verse from Isaiah chapter 11. Verse 11 and 12. And it shall come to pass in that day, Wehaya Bayom Hahu, that Adonai will set his hand again the second time, Yosif Adonai Shenit Yado, to recover the remnant of his people, Liknota Eta Shar Amo, that shall remain from Assyria and from Egypt, Asher Yishayera Me'ashura U'Mitzrayim, and from Patros, and from Cush, and from Elam, Ua Mi'Patros U'Mikush, Ua Me'Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamat, and from the Isles of the Sea, Ua Mi'Ashinara, Ua Me'Yachemata, Ua Me'Ye Hayam. And he will set up an ensign for the nations, where Nasa Nes Lagoyi, and will assemble the dispersed of Israel, where Asafa Nidche Yisrael, and gathered together the scattered of Yehuda, the scattered of Judah,
Uaneh futzota Yehuda yikavet. From the four corners of the earth, of the earthly plane. Me arba'a kanfot ha'aretz. Wahaya bayom mahohu. Yosef Adonai shenit yado. Liknota eta shar ammo. Ashara yeshaera me ashura uamia mitrai. Uamia patarosa uamikush. Uame elam. Uamia shinara. Uamia chemata. Uamia ye hayam. We nasa neisa lagoyim, we asafa nidheya Yisrael, ua nefutzota Yehuda yikavet, me arba'a kanfot haaret.
Just a note here, the four corners of the earth, the four wings, fringes, the four wings of the earth, me arba, kanfot, the wings, haaret. The four wings from the four wings of the earth. Me arba'a kanfot ha'aretz. Hence. It is said even in today's mizmor, today's chant, today's psalm, mizmor kof zain. They wandered, right? And gathered them, and he gathered them out of the land. Here, the gamel verse. U me
Eratzot kibtzam, ume eratzot kibtzam,
and gathered, and he gathered them, kibtzam, kibutz, kibtzam, and he gathered them out of the lands.
Ume ya eratzota kibtzam.
They wandered in the wilderness. Here today he saw the Dalet verse, the fourth verse,
ta'ua vamidbara.
Ta'u ba midbar, ta'u, they wandered, ba in midbar, the wilderness, ta'u ba midbar. Yonder, in Babylonia, I were taught, four kinds of men are under particular obligation to give thanks, young for eyes is Yahuwah to Jehovah. Yonder, in Babylonia, I were taught, four kinds of mandem, are under particular obligation to give thanks, young for Isis, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. First, they who wander in the wilderness, as here in today's psalm, Psalm 107, the fourth verse and the eighth verse, they wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. Ta'u bamidbar biyashimona derek. Verse 8, make them give thanks, young for Isis, to Yahweh for his mercy. Yodu la Yahuwah chasido. Make them give thanks. Yodu. Give thanks. Stretch forth their hands, young for Isis, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah chasido. His mercy, chasido, his loving kindness. Yodu la Yahuwah chasido. So the first of these four kinds of men, mandem, that are under particular obligation to give young for Isis to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Psalm 107, verse 4 and verse 8. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. Ta'u abamidbar bishimona derek. Make them give thanks to Jehovah for his mercy. Yodu la Yahuwah chasido. In this verse, the generation that wandered Bamidbar in the wilderness is an example to all the generations. The second kind of mandem, under particular obligation to give young for Isis to Jehovah, he who was in a prison and is now free, Here, today's Mizmor, today's Isis, today's Psalm. Psalm 107, verse 10, verse 16, verse 21, that reads, such as sat in darkness and in the shadow of Mavet, death, being bound in affliction and iron. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Make them give thanks, young for Isis, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for his mercy. Such as sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Yoshve Choshek V'Tzalmavet, shadow of death, Tzalmavet, the Tzalmavet, the Tzal, shadow of Mavet, of Mavet. Yoshve Yachosheka V'Tzalmavet Esireya Ani Ua Varzel, being bound in affliction. Asirei, Asirei, Ani, Ani, Asirei, Ani, U Barzel, and Iron, and Iron. The Yod verse, the 10th verse, here, the 16th verse. Ki Shibara, Dala Tota, Ni Choshet. O v'richei barzel gidea, for he hath broken the gates of brass. Ki shibara dalatota nechoshet, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. U v'richei barzel gidea. Here, the 21st verse. Make them give thanks, young for Isis, to Yahuwah, Jehovah, for his mercy. Yodu la Yahuwah chasido, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. We nifa leotayo alivne Adam. And here the third kind of man, that's under particular obligation to give thanks, young for Isis, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. He who was sorely ill and is healed. The third kind of mandem that are under particular obligation to give thanks, youngful eyes, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, is he who was sorely ill and is healed. Hear today's mizmor, today's chant, Psalm 107, verse 17, verse 20, and verse 21, that reads, crazed because of the way of their transgression. Crazed because of the way of their transgression, and afflicted because of their iniquities. He sent his word and healed them. Make them give thanks to Jehovah for his mercy, and make them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Young for Isis, here. Today's psalm, Hebraically, the 17th verse. Crazed because of the way of their transgression. Evelim amia dareka pisham. Praise Evelim, Evelim, Evelim amia dareka pisham. Praise because of the way of their transgression. Ua meya evonotehem yita anu, and afflicted yitanu because of their iniquities, their antiquities, their moral perversions. Ua meya evonote hem yita anu. Verse 20 and 21. He sent his word and healed them. Yishlach devaro v'yirapayim. He sent his word, Yishlach debaro, Yishlach debaro, and healed them, v'yirapayim, and delivered them from their graves. V'yamaleta mishachitotam, mishchitotam, and delivered them from the pits, the pits to which their bodies would have been consigned after Mavet, after death. Therefore, verse 21, Yodu la Yahuwah chasido. Make them give thanks, youngful eyes, is Yodu la Yahuwah, to Jehovah chasido, his mercy, his loving kindness. We're nifal leotayo livne Adam, and for his wonderful, wonderful works to the children, the sons of Adam. We're nifal leotayo livne Adam, and make them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. Here, the 22nd verse. v'yezabechu azivchei todah, make them offer sacrifices. V'yezabechu zivchei todah, make them offer, make them sacrifice the sacrifices of todah, of thanks. V'yezabechu zivchei todah. That is, make them make their yetzer hara, their inclination hara to the evil, their yetzer hara, their inclination to the evil, make them make their inclination to the evil a sacrificial offering to their yetzer hatov, to their inclination to the good. Make them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Make them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. V'yezabechu zivchei todah. That is to say, make them make their yetzer hara, their inclination to hara, to evil, to ratchetness, hurtfulness, a sacrificial offering to their yetzer hatov, their inclination to hatov, hatawav, to the good. And the fourth kind of mind that is under particular obligation to give thanks, yangful eyes, is to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, they who go down to the sea. Hear today's Psalm 107, verses 23, 24, and verse 31, that reads, they that go down to the sea in ships, they saw the works of Jehovah. Make them give thanks to Jehovah for his mercy. Hear. Verse 23. Yordei hayam ba'oniyot. They that go down to the sea, ba'oniyot, in ships. Osei mi la ka b'mayim rabi, that do business in great waters. Oseya milacha b'mayim rabi. These saw the works of Jehovah. Hema rao ma'isei Yahuwah, the works, the ma'isei of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and his wonders in the deeps, in the depths. V'nifa leotava b'matzula, and his wonders. V'nifa leotayo b'mitzula, in the deeps, in the mitzula. V'nifa leotayo b'mitzula. And here, verse 31, Yodu la Yahuwah chasido, make them give thanks, yangful eyes, as to he who be his divine majesty, chasido, for his loving kindness, his loving kind mind, for his mercy. Yodu la Yahuwah chasido, v'nifa leotayo libnei adam, and for his wonderful works, his amazing, his awesome works to the sons of Adam. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, and all four are under obligation to give thanks. Yangful eyes is todah, miskana, todah. In an assembly of 10 men, of the minyan of 10 men, as is said even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Zain, Psalm 107 at verse 32, make them exalt him also in the assembly of the people. We arom muhu. Make them exalt him, big him up. We arom muhu bi kahal am, in the kahal, the called out assembly, the Hebrew church. Bi kahal am, of the am, of the people. At least two of the minyan should be scholars, should be memheran, should be rabbis. For the verse, it goes on to say, and praise him and Isis him and praise him in the seat of the elders. Over Moshava, Zikanim, ye hallelujah, and praise him, ye hallelujah, ye hallelujah, and praise who him, ye hallelujah, and give him praises, Elilta, Isisai, O de Moshav, Zikene, Zikanim, ye hallelujah. We are Romemuhu Bi Kahal Am Over Moshava Zikanim Yahaluhu
Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu
Not
Adamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
There's nothing more powerful than you making your thing happen. Really going for it.
Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High, therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their troubles, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired place. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water spring into dry ground, a fruitful land into barren. The wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are many, brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Evil, boy, everything takes time.
תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קוף זין. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. יאמרו גאולי אדוני, אשר גאלם מיד צר, ומארצות קיבצם, ממזרח וממערב, מצפון ומים. טעו במדבר בשמעון דרך, עיר מושב לא מצאו. רעבים גם צמאים, נפשם בהם תתעטף. ויצעקו אל אדוני בצר להם, ממצוקותיהם יצילם. וידריכם בדרך ישרה, ללכת אל עיר מושב. יודו לאדוני חסדו, ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. כי הסביע נפש שוקקה, ונפש רעבה מלטו. יושבי חושך וצל מוות, אסירי עוני וברזל. כי המרו אמרי אל, ועצת עליון נעצו. ויחנע בעמל ליבם, קשלו ואין עוזר. ויזעקו אל אדוני בצר להם, ממצוקותיהם יושיעם. יוציאם מחושך וצל מוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק. יודו לאדוני חסדו, ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. כי שיבר דלתות נחושת, ובריחי ברזל גדע. אבילים מדרך פשעם, ומעוונותיהם יתענו. כל אוכל תתעב נפשם, ויגיעו עד שערי מוות. ויזעקו אל אדוני בצר להם, ממצוקותיהם יושעם. ישלח דברו וירפאם, וימלט משחיתותם. יודו לאדוני חסדו, ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. ויזבחו זבחי תודה, ויספרו מעשיו ברינה. יורדי הים באוניות, עושה מלאכה במים רבים. הם ראו מעשה אדוני, ונפלאותיו במצולה. ויאמר, ויעמד רוח שערה, ותרומם גליו. יעלו שמיים ירדו תהומות, נפשם ברעה תתמוגג. יחוגו וינועו כשיכור, וכל חוכמתם תתבלע. ויצעקו אל אדוני בצר להם, וממצוקותיהם יוציאם. יקם שערה לדממה, ויחשו גליהם. וישמחו כי ישתוקו, וימחם אל מחוץ חפצם. יודו לאדוני חסדו, ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. וירוממוהו בקהל עם, ובמושב זקנים יהללוהו. ישם נהרות למדבר, ומוצא אמיים לצמאון. ארץ פרי למלאכה, מרעת יוש ובת. ישם מדבר לאגם מים, וארץ צייה למוצא אמיים. ויושב שם רעבים, ויכוננו עיר מושב, ויזרעו שדות, ויתעו חרמים, ויעשו פרי תבואה. ויברכם וירבו מאוד, ובהמתם לא ימעיט. וימעטו וישוחו, מעוצר רעה ויגון. שופך בוז על נדיבים, ויתעם בתוהו לא דרך. ויסגב אביון מעוני, ויישם כצון משפחות. יראו ישרים וישמחו, וכל עוולה תפצה פיה. מי חכם וישמור אלה, ויתבוננו חסדי אדוני.
Father.